Joe Biden in 2023, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. By Wendell Hasebo on June 11, 2024. President Joe Biden claimed during a 2023 MSNBC interview that his son, Hunter Biden, did nothing wrong. A jury convicted Hunter of 3 gun violations on Tuesday. Joe Biden claimed last week that his son would not receive a presidential pardon. Watch, Biden vows to not pardon Hunter, respect verdict. The conviction could amount to 25 years of prison time. Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there are no ties to you, he could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency? MSNBC host Stephanie Ruhle asked Joe Biden in 2023. First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him, the president answered. Watch, Biden, Hunter has done nothing wrong and his situation impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him. Joe Biden also claimed on October 11, 2022, that he knew nothing of Hunter's thing about a gun and noted he has great confidence in his son. By the way, this thing about a gun. I didn't know anything about it, Joe Biden told CNN. But turns out that when he made an application to purchase a gun, what happened was he was asked the question, are you on drugs or use drugs? He said, no. And he wrote about saying, no in his book. So I have confidence in my son, Joe Biden added. In 2019, Joe Biden claimed on a debate stage that he and his son did nothing wrong. My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong, Biden said. Watch. A Delaware jury found Hunter guilty on all 3 gun charges after only several hours of deliberating. The historic verdict of the president's son reflects Hunter's high-stakes gamble to go to trial instead of accepting a revised plea deal proposed in the summer of 2023. In 2023, Hunter refused to accept a plea deal from prosecutors after negotiations fell apart under judicial scrutiny of a diversion agreement. The original sweetheart plea deal gave Hunter the option to plead guilty to not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, the government devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to potentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. The government later indicted Hunter with tax violations in California. The trial is set for September. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.